The troubled economy has more companies, large and small, considering bankruptcy as a way to get out from under mounting debt. Some of those companies are publicly traded.
When a company enters bankruptcy but hasn't failed yet, its stock tumbles. And that can be tempting to some investors who may see a buying opportunity. Michelle Singletary is Day to Day's personal finance contributor. She's here now. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Well, when these stocks dive so low, it just seems so tempting. Why not buy them for what looks like a real bargain basement price?
Well, what many common shareholders fail to realize is that as owners of a company, you are last in line to get paid when a company goes under. So if a company goes into bankruptcy protection, there's a good chance your shares are going to become worthless. When you see investors buying stock in a company facing bankruptcy, there's a couple things probably happening. Either there's speculating going on or you're trying to lock in tax benefits. And so I would urge people to be very careful and cautious about investing in companies that are in bankruptcy. And for example, last year, American Home Mortgage, which was once one of the major mortgage lenders, filed for Chapter 11. But on the day that they filed, about 1.8 million shares were traded after the bankruptcy announcement. Some of that activity was people trying to lock in their losses against gains. But a lot of people were speculating that, you know, this great company is going to come back. And now they're finding that those shares are worthless.
So, okay, not a good idea to invest in a company in bankruptcy. How do you know when a company is in bankruptcy?
Well, you want to look for the queue after the stock listing. For example, when Kmart went into bankruptcy protection, and of course they've come out, but when they went into bankruptcy protection, their stock ticker symbol had a Q after it. And you can find these kind of companies on pinksheets.com. If you type in the symbol and you see a Q behind it, what'll pop up is a box that says warning. And then there's a link to the SEC's website with information about what it means when a corporation is in bankruptcy. You want to read through all of that. There's also a list of different announcements from the companies. So for example, when Kmart went into bankruptcy, they filed different things with the SEC. And it said it is unlikely that our stock is going to be worth anything if we come out of bankruptcy. And that was true. But a lot of investors did not click onto that link. They didn't go to the SEC filings. They bought stock after it filed for bankruptcy and were very upset because after Kmart came out of bankruptcy, they issued new shares to handle their creditors. And those people who bought after bankruptcy ended up holding worthless stock.
So what if an investor totally strikes out, holds worthless stock? Any benefits? Can they claim any tax deductions, for example?
You can. If you own stock that has lost all its value, you can use the losses to offset any capital gains that you've made on other stocks. And also, losses can be deducted from your ordinary income up to $3,000 or $1,500 if you're married, filing separately. Now, if you've got more losses than that, you can carry it on to future years.
So why would anyone invest if it just seems like a lose-lose? Why would anyone invest in a bankrupt company?
Well, a lot of times there's a lot of activity on the internet by people who are trying to get rid of their shares and other unscrupulous folks who will say, oh, buy, this company's going to come out. You know, how could Kmart go under? And it didn't go under. And so people listen to this and they buy. But really, you're gambling when you do this. Bankrupt companies, typically the shares end up being worthless.
Michelle Singletary is Day to Day's personal finance contributor, and she writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be right back.